Ludlow, and it's just started to rain outside. And I thought, right, it's lunchtime, we're going to go for something to eat. So I headed up towards the castle. And I've got to be honest, we sat down in the cafe, took the menu out, and the children, the first two things that they wanted were a hummus sandwich and a bacon sandwich. Well, I've got to be honest, the bacon sandwich was £5.95. And I thought, surely not. That is an awful lot of money for a bacon sandwich. So I've headed back in the opposite direction, looking for somewhere where the local people in Ludlow were eating. Because it is quite a trap, isn't it, when you're in a town that is very touristy. There's a 50-50 split, it seems, of locals and tourists. And I've walked into a completely different cafe. It's just off the market square. And I just saw, it's called Arrogance of Church Street. And the prices are just far more reasonable. I'm sat down here, and David, the owner, sat next to me. And I was going to ask you, David. David, you get a lot of locals in here, don't you?
We do, yes. Yeah. And tourists as well. And not too many complaints, obviously.
The food that's coming out looks really, really good. I was looking particularly at those pizzas over there.
Yeah, they're all handmade. The base is made here every morning, fresh every day. And you choose what toppings you want. That price on the menu includes for one topping, and then extra toppings, obviously extra little bits of cost.
And it's quite important to keep prices reasonable so that local people fill it up and come in.
Yeah, well, times are hard these days, and as you've experienced yourself this morning, they can get a bit expensive in Ludlow if you don't shop around a bit.
So are you open just during the day, or do you open in the evening as well?
At the moment, we're only open 9 till 5, 7 days a week. But we are looking at going evening times with a more of an evening menu and candles, dimmer lights and that sort of thing, you know. But also the full menu if required.
And your prices are quite reasonable. I mean, I came in for a takeaway coffee earlier. There was a chap who was doing some busking on the end. I thought I think Mitch is his name with the dog.
Yeah, Mitch is a bit of a character. He's the ex-town councillor. Used to be a town councillor. He's there every day. He calls it work, we call it busking.
Yeah, he kept us entertained.
One of the town characters, yeah. You're quite a few. On a weekend, you get a nice couple of West Indian lads come down with the old steel drum. And that's really good. Really good.
So to come in here and have... And you make your own scones and your own...
No, we don't make our own scones.
But they're local.
They are locally sourced. Everything is locally sourced. The scones are brought from Walton's Bakery. All our meat is from Andrew Francis, the butchers. And we've got a local producer, a local supplier who does frozen, which is a company called Bycold, which they'll deliver twice a day if required. And that's where we get most of our stuff from.
It's quite interesting because of Note in Ludlow, there's almost a sort of evangelical support of everything local.
Yeah, people do like support, so we like to buy local, and we support each other, really. Local people come and eat here, suppliers, and we buy off them, which is you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, isn't it, really?
And do you think that's what contributes to keeping your prices reasonable?
I think so, yeah, because we got loyal suppliers, we're loyal customers to them, and they give us good discounts, so we can keep the prices reasonable.
That's brilliant. David, we've ordered our bacon butties here. We've got plenty of food on the way. Thank you ever so much for sitting down and having a chat with me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.